This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده عباد الله اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم ما بعد. For the sister who answered the question, the Khalifa that commissioned one of the ulama to lead Jam' al-Hadith, she was right both times. It was Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiyallahu anhu. And the alim, as we mentioned, was Abu Bakr. Not Abu Bakr, but the one that I think maybe the Sheikh is referring to. This is Abu Bakr bin Hazm al-Khazraji, min Bani Najjar, from the city of Medina. So she was right. I know she was a little bit hesitation right there. I just want to give that sister confirmation that she got it right. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. May Allah bless her. Takbir for that sister. Some of you say takbir is bid'ah, mashaAllah. Now, I'm very impressed, by the way, because I thought when I was talking about science of hadith and all these terminologies and these types of books that is available, that a majority of you would be passive about it, would just listen and just wait until the speaker finishes his talk. But I was very impressed that you took notes, you were able to digest and understand, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for that. Now, today we're going to be talking about tazkiyatun nafs. Tazkiyatun nafs is something that no Muslim should shy away from. No Muslim should undermine that, and no Muslim should consider that insignificant. See, ya ibadallah, each one of you, every single one of you, including your speaker, when we were born, we were clean, we were pure, no ma'asiyah. We did not know how to lie. We did not know how to cheat. We did not know how to steal. We were ala al-fitrah. Tadruna ma al-fitrah means in a natural state of fitrah. But when we were exposed to this dunya, when we were exposed to this life, then we acquire a lot of bad habits. And those bad habits pushed us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, each one of us have the capacity, have the potential to bring himself and herself back to the state of purity. State of fitrah, state of iman and ikhlas. The meaning of fitrah in Arabic, it means at-tathir, wa-zakah, wa-numu, which means to purify, which means to grow, which means to increase. This is the meaning of zakah, at-tazkiyah tin-nafs. Tazkiyah means, number one, to purify yourself, your soul, from ma'asi, from hasad, from cheating, from lying, from committing sins. Also to grow in iman and faith, and also to increase in taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why, ya ibadallah, this is the definition of a tazkiyah linguistically. Shar'an, it means تطهير النفوس وإصلاحها, to purify the soul and to perfect it through knowledge and عمل الصالح, through education and righteous deed. This is what tazkiyah, it means in a nutshell. A lot of people, a lot of Muslims, they assume tazkiyah is something that is voluntary. I do when I have to, but they don't understand it is must for every Muslim to purify himself. Otherwise, for those who procrastinate, for those who delay purifying themselves, if they die in that state, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we may not admit them to paradise. I want to read a hadith to you from a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this hadith, because hadith has three things that if you do, you will attain and achieve tazkiyat al-nafs. يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث من فعلهن, he says three things, whoever does them, فقد ذاق طعم الإيمان, that person, he tastes the sweetness of Iman. Three things. If you do it, you will taste the sweetness of Iman. قال من عبد الله عز وجل وحده لا إله إلا هو. Number one, for you to worship Allah alone. Do not associate anyone with him. No Nabi, no Malak, no Mawlana or Sayyid, no Imam, but to worship Allah alone. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من عبد الله عز وجل وحده لا إله إلا هو. That's the first one, which means الإيمان الصريح, العقيدة الصحيحة, the correct Iman, the correct understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the correct belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second قال وأعطى زكاة ماله طيبة نفسه أو طيبة بها. He said, and for that person to give a zakah of his wealth with pleasure, pleased that he is giving the zakah. You know, some of us, when the time of zakah comes, we try to cut corners. We try to say, well, I did this. I give this sadaqah. I help that masjid. I help that yatim. I sponsor this. I'm going to deduct this from the actual zakah. But the messenger of Allah said, no. The second thing is for you to give the zakah of your wealth. And you are so pleased that you did that. You're so happy. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ومن زكى نفسه, and for those who purify themselves. فقال رجل, one of the Sahaba said, يا رسول الله وما تزكية النفس, what is تزكية النفس, what is purification of the soul. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يعلم أن الله عز وجل معه حيث كان. I repeat. قال أن يعلم أن الله معه حيث كان. تزكية النفس, the definition of تزكية النفس according to the messenger of Allah, he say for the person to know that Allah is with him regardless where he is. Now here is where we fail. See, most of the Muslims, most of the people, we have a beautiful, you know, front. Am I right? We do have beautiful front. When we meet people, do you want anyone to see your ma'asi? No. Do you want anyone to see the sins that you commit? I don't want to. I wish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to conceal my faults and your faults until he forgives us. We all have that front. We come to the masjid, beautiful brothers and sisters. Sisters, mashallah, in the masjid. Nice hijab, tabarakallah, you know, beautiful personality, calm personality. Brothers, you come to the masjid, you behave like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq at home, you're Abu Jahl, mashallah, tabarakallah, you know. But at least at the masjid, you're Abu Bakr. You have that front. We all have that. But the Messenger of Allah is saying the true tazkiyah, أَنْ يَعْلَمَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَهُ حَيْثُ مَكَانُ. Wherever you are, for you to know. But do we know that Allah is with us all the time? His knowledge is with us? Yes. But it means you act. You act. That is truly, you know that it's true, but you truly act that Allah is watching you. لذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said to معاذ بن جبل اتق الله حيثما كنت. He said, have the fear of Allah regardless where you are. You know, some of us, we're all guilty of it, by the way. I don't think anyone can walk out of that door and said, I am, unless you're a little child, I am free from that. Some of us, sometimes, at the moment of weakness, we commit ma'asi in front of Allah and we wish no one else to know about it. But do you know, Ya Abdullah, does Brother Saeed know that Allah is watching him? Yes. You know, يقول عطاء بن أبي رباح, one of the ulama of the Salaf, he said, أَمَا يَخْشَ أَحَدُكُمْ. He said, doesn't one of you fear on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah Allah will bring him to the stage? And by the way, you know, وَلِلَّهِ مَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى وَلِقِيَامَ مَقَامَهَا. Yawm al-Qiyamah is something like this, that everybody is watching and Allah would call one person at a time. And for the mu'min, for the Muslim, for the salih, from the people of Jannah, Allah will cover them from the people so the people will not see their ma'asiyah. But for the people of ma'asiyah, for the people of kufr, for the people of disbelief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would expose them. So Ata ibn Abi Rabah, he says to the students, he said, أَمَا يَخْشَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَقُولَ اللَّهُ لَهُ يَا عَبْدِي أَكُنْتُ أَهْوَنَ النَّارِ. He said, wouldn't you be afraid that Allah will bring you on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah to the stage and he will say to you, oh my servant, was I your least concern? Was I your least concern? Because when you were committing ma'asiyah, you did not want anyone else to see. Am I right? Nobody wants to see their ma'asiyah to be exposed or to be known. When this young man is talking to this girl, he did not want anyone to know. When this young man or this young lady drinking, they don't want anyone to know. But they, and we forgot that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, tazkiyatu nafs, the definition, an ya'lamu anna Allah ma'ahu haythu kan. Yaqul fi hadith hasan, one of the ulama of some of the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a person would come on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, بِأَعْمَالٍ مِثْلِ جِبَالِ تُهَامِ. He said with deeds like the mountains, it's a long chain of mountains between Yemen and Saudi. He said a man would come to the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah and he has chain of good mountains of good deeds. Not one mountain, not one good deed, not one amal, not a salah, not a zakah, not hajj, but chain of mountains of good deeds. And he thinks he made it because I have all of this, everybody else has less. قَالَ فَيَجْعَلُهُ اللَّهُ فَيَجْعَلَهَا اللَّهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. And then Allah will turn those deeds into dust. Into dust. Subhanallah. They will wait nothing. The Sahaba said, why? قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَمَا إِنَّهُمْ كَانَ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مِثْلَ مَا لَكُمْ. He said they used to pray قِيَامَ اللَّيْلِ as you pray, subhanAllah, as though we all pray قِيَامَ اللَّيْلِ. But he said he used to pray قيام الليل like you pray. He used to fast like you fast. He used to read Quran like you read, and so on. ولكن إذا خلوا بمحارم الله انتهكوها. But when they along with the limits of Allah, when they along with the haram limits, they do not hold any boundaries with respect. So some of us who hide deeds from everybody, from your mother, from your father, from your spouse, from anybody else, from your community, but we do it right in front of Allah, be careful. Fear that day when Allah may turn your deeds into dust. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ نَسَأَلُ اللَّهَ أَنْ يَعْفِيَنَا. قُولُوا آمين. قُولُوا آمين. MashaAllah, you're so even stingy on yourselves. You don't want آمين. Say آمين. نعم. تَزْكِيَةِ النَّفْسِ. Our brother, Jazakallah Khair, mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he swore 11 times until he came to the conclusion and he said, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَاهَا وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. What would you like? What is your desire? What is your wish? We all wish to have ultimate freedom. Sleep what you want to sleep. Drink what you want to drink. See what you want to see. Say what you want to say. No limitation, no restrictions, nothing. Allah يقول فألهمها. Allah showed every soul the right and the wrong. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Fujur mean al-fusq, al-fasad, ma'asiyah, fornication, drinking, gambling, no hijab, no salah, no deen, no Islam. That's fujur. وَتَقْوَاهَا is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is taqwa according to Ali ibn Abi Talib? Al-khawfu min al-jaleel wal-amalu bit-tanzeel والرضا بالقليل والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. تقوى is four things. It has four things. Number one, he said, العمل بالتنزيل. You govern your life according to the Quran, not according to the constitution of your country, not according to the constitution of my country, but according to the book of Allah. العمل بالتنزيل. That's number one. عفواً قال الخوف من الجليل. To fear Allah, I'm sorry. That's number one. Two, العمل بالتنزيل. You govern yourself based on the Quran. والرضا بالقليل. That you content whatever Allah has given you. والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. And you are prepared for the day of departure. Which one of you can really stand here and say to himself or herself, if يوم الرحيل comes, if the day of my death comes, I'm ready. I'm ready. I can say I'm ready. Musa alayhi salam was not ready. Adam alayhi salam was not ready. Was not ready. Adam, he said, Ya Allah, it's not my time yet. Musa, he punched the angel of death. You know, they were not ready. If the anbiya were not ready, which one of us can say, I'm ready? You can't bang on your chest and say, I'm ready to go, because you're always in need of more righteous deeds. Allah يقول فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. Then what? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَاهَا. If you choose the path of taqwa, if you choose the path of righteousness, then that is good. You're successful. أَفْلَحَ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَاهَا. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ is indeed successful those who purify themselves. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا and indeed is a loser those who buried themselves and their soul on the sand or in the sand of ma'asi or sins. يقول زين العابدين لا دار للمرء بعد الموت يسكنها إلا التي كان قبل الموت يبنيها فمن بناها بخير طاب مسكنه ومن بناها بشر خاب بانيها. He said, there is no other dwelling in hereafter except the houses and the dwelling that you prepare yourself for yourself. And then he said, for those who prepare their homes in Jannah with good deeds, they indeed are successful. And those who prepare their homes with bad deeds are indeed losers. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. In Surah Al-A'la also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. See, زَكَّاهَا, تَزَكَّى. He purifies himself to a different level. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. عباد الله, because of the time limitation, I want to mention a few points that inshallah will benefit us. And those are wasail of tazkiyatin nafs. How, Brother Saeed, you're talking about tazkiyah, how can I do it? What should I do it? First, atadabbur aw tadabbur al-Qur'an. Reflect on the recitation of the Qur'an. Reflect. Don't just read this Qur'an like it's a newspaper. Don't just flip the page of the Qur'an as though you're just reading a novel or a book. Reflect. Umar bin Khattab used to say, it took him 10 years to memorize one surah. Surah Al-Baqarah. Why? 10 years. Was he an intelligent? Ma'ad Allah. Did he have issues of memorizing? Ma'ad Allah. They used to memorize poetry by thousands of lines. Then why was he not finishing Surah Al-Baqarah in one day or one night, though he has the capacity? Because his intention was, number one, to reflect, understand, analyze, implement, then memorize. Quran, if you just read the Quran, then the message of Quran will not sink into your heart. Allah يقول, أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Are there locks on their hearts? What is wrong with them? Can they not reflect? أَفَلَا يَتَدَّبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Don't they reflect on the Quran? What they would just read. See, a lot of us, Salat al-Taraweeh, we come and we listen to the recitation, but we don't reflect, because mainly because we don't speak Arabic. But even those who speak Arabic, we don't reflect. You say Allahu Akbar, Shaitan takes you to a different level. قَلْبَكْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمٍ. Your heart is in every valley of life except your salah. That's the first thing. التدبر في القرآن. Now, how many of you understand the meaning of Al-Fatiha? The meaning, the complete meaning of Al-Fatiha. How many of you understand and know the Fatiha is divided different portions? Not one, not two, but three. How many understand, you know, what is the most important ayah in Surah Al-Fatiha? As a matter of fact, what is the most important ayah in our aqidah, which is Iyaka na'bud wa Iyaka nasta'in. And we read 17 times Surah Al-Fatiha, yet most of us, we just read, we just roll over it, we just move on with it. You don't. Ya ibad Allah, I know a lot of you just saying, yeah, Brother Saeed, you know, you don't know me. I'm a righteous man. I'm a righteous woman. I understand the Quran. I'll say to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you are because you also know who you are. Allah said in the Quran, بَلْ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرٌ وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرًا. He say everybody knows themselves, though they may have and present excuses. So don't say the reason that I don't understand the Quran because I can't learn Arabic, because that is not true. That is not true. You know how many people, I can say about Somalis, you know how many people, because a lot of you have the excuse, I'm too old to learn Arabic. It is difficult. My brain is old. You know, guess what? If your job demands a certain language, you will learn. If the country that you travel to demands a language of that nation to be known to you and you must learn it, you will learn. You know, you will come. You come to Somalia and you will see a Somali who came from Norway and he speaks Norwegian. And you come to a Somali who came from UK and he speaks English. And you see a Somali who came from France and he speaks French. And you see a Somali who came, all of them, when they left their country, they were all people. And when they went to those countries, they did not know the language, but they had to learn the language of that country because their livelihood depended on it. So you have to learn French, Italian, English, whatever other language that life throws at you. But when it comes to your deen, this salah that you pray 5 times a day, this fatah that you recite 17 times a day, when it comes for you to learn the meaning of that, you have all the excuses. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرًا. Now the second thing, ibadallah, is to correct your tawheed, the correct aqeedah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ. Woe to the disbelievers or those who associate others with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waylul lil mushrikeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, Alladheena la yu'toona az-zakata wa hum bil akhirati hum kafiroon. Alladheena la yu'toona az-zakata wa hum bil akhirati hum kafiroon. So they don't purify themselves, they don't give az-zakat to others, and so on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about shirk. And shirk, ya ibadallah, is one thing that can ruin everything that you worked for. Everything. Your salah, your zakah, your hajj, your sadaqah, your Quran. You just commit shirk and you die in that state of shirk, it will ruin everything. Because you're mushrik. If you believe that that person can help you, if you're a person, that person, it can be quicker than Allah to help you. Because no dead person can help. That's a sign of shirk, ya ibadallah. So be careful of that. The third thing, ya ibadallah, that you should worry about, if you want a purification, is salah. The third is salah. Because as salah, awwalan hiya sila bayna al-abdi wa rabbi. Salah is a connection between you and your Lord. Every day, you get connection with Allah through your salah, minimum 5 times. See, now, my phone, you know, when I came here, what was the first thing that I looked for? Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is like, is there a Wi-Fi? Yes. And then, and the Wi-Fi, it said, when it connected, it said, you are connected. You are connected. Now, in every salah, you are connected to Allah. You're connected. But when you establish that connection, some of us, our hearts go everywhere else. Children, wife, work, you know, whatever. Except in the salah. So that salah will not benefit you much. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he was talking about salah, قال إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء وال ها منكر. الصلاة will stop you, will desist you from committing الفحشاء والمنكر. Then why am I after salah? I came from the salah, I pray salah. Why am I still committing ma'asiyah? Why am I still doing bad things? Why am I still backbiting? Why am I still doing haram things? Because the salah did not do its job, because you did not perform it the way it should have been performed. Allah yaqul, inna salah lita'keed. Certainly, certainly, for sure, indeed, as-salah tanha anil fahsha'i wal-munkar. If you drink and you truly pray, your salah should have stopped you from that. If you lie, if you truly pray, your salah should have stopped you from that. If you backbite, the salah should have stopped you for that. If you were performing the salah the way it should be performed, but we don't. And by the way, ya ibadallah, this salah that you see It cleans us from sins, from ma'asi. It cleans us from ma'asi. Umar ibn al-Khattab once, radiyallahu anhu, he sat in the masjid and he said to the sahaba, man minkum, which one of you, al-hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, which one of you knows the fitna? Which one of you knows the fitna? Faqala, Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, ana ya amir al-mu'minin, I know the fitna. فَقَالَ إِنَّكَ إِذَنْ لَجَرِيءٍ He said, man, you have a lot of courage to speak. And then Hudhayfa said, يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ The fitna of a man with his family, with his workers, with his environment, that's basically what he said. As-salah would wash it away. You're a little bit harsh towards your wife or your husband or your child or your worker or anybody. You're a little bit not the best Muslim. He said, those, you know, Salah will take care of it. Don't worry about it. قال عمر بن الخطاب ما عن هذا أسألك. That's not what I'm asking you. And you know the hadith. In another hadith, the brother told me the time is cutting, is running short. Another hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ أَنَّ نَهْرًا بِبَابِ أَحَدِكُمْ He said, What would you do if there was a river running in front of your house? And you bathe in that river 5 times a day. Not once, not 2 times, but 5 times a day. قَالَ هَلْ يَبْقَ مِنْ دَرَنِهِ شَيْءٍ Would any filth remain on you? 5 times you come and you dive into that river, you clean yourself. Imagine right now, you go to your bathroom and you take shower 5 times. Would you ever be unclean? No, you will be clean. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, would that person have any filth remain on him? They say, لا يبقى من درنه شيء. Nothing will remain on him, يا رسول الله. He said, فكذلك مثل الصلوات الخمس يمحو الله بهن الخطايا. He said, likewise, with your 5 daily prayers, Allah wash your sins away. You pray Salat al-Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala washed all the sins that you came to the masjid with. But from Salat al-Fajr to Salat al-Dhuhr, you did things here and there which is not according to our deen. And you pray Salat al-Dhuhr, Salat al-Dhuhr washed everything between Salat al-Dhuhr and Salat al-Fajr, and likewise for every prayer. So all of us who are here, by now, when we perform Salat al-Asr, we all should be clean and pure if we really pray according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, ya ibadallah, salah, and I must remind you this, is the first amal that Allah would examine on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. First amal. Allah would not say, how is he to his parent? Or how is he to his wife? Or how is she to her children? Or his, no. Allah will say, ask the salah first. No hajj, no siyam, no sadaqah. Where, how is the salah? فَإِن صَلُحَتْ If the salah is good, then nothing would matter. Everything would pass. Your fasting, mashallah, it was wishy-washy, will pass. You know, you were not the best son or the best daughter, it will let it go. You know, but if the salah is not good, the angel will say, look into his nafil and sunnah. No sunnah, no nafil. They're not in any better condition. Then that person's a'mal, all of them will be rejected. You're fasting. What about hajj? I've been working 40 years and I've been collecting money to go to hajj. No, before hajj, salah. And the salah was not acceptable, therefore your hajj will not pass. So the first amal that you will be questioned on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah is your hajj. You see your salam. The fourth thing, ibadallah, sadaqah. Sadaqah. Giving sadaqah to the needy people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take the sadaqah from the wealth of the rich people, and he said, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً Take from their wealth صدقة. What, for what purpose? قال الله سبحانه وتعالى تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا that sadaqah will purify them and it will also allow their wealth to grow. So if you want tazkiyah to nafs, then make sure you give sadaqah. You're always generous. You walk into the masjid, you make sure you have some change. Just drop it there. And remember hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 7 categories of people would be under the shade of Allah. Hadith fi Sahih al-Bukhari. 7 categories of people would be under the shade of Allah. One of them, a man who hides his left hand where his right hand is spent. In another narration, the same hadith, he hides his right hand where his left hand is spent, which means the opposite, vice versa. So he doesn't want his left hand to know how much he put it here, and he doesn't want to know his right hand to know how much he put it here. Those are the people who will be under the shade of Allah. يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلَّ. There is the day there is no shade but the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So give sadaqah. Why? Because a sadaqah is burhan, is evidence. And each one of you, remember, ibadallah, on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, young and old, anyone who reached the age of puberty, on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, the sun would be over our heads. The sun would be over our heads. People would sweat so much. The sweat would bounce back and it would come to you based on your ma'asiyah to the point some people will almost be drowned in their ma'asiyah. When the sun is that close to you, you, Ya Abdullah, you will be under the shade of your sadaqah. You know that. Your umbrella that can protect you from the heat of that sun is your sadaqah. Not only that, anyone here, how many of you would like to have good health? Raise your hands. If you want good health, raise your hands. If you want Allah bless you with good health, raise your hands. Well, guess what? Sadaqah is your way. Sadaqah is your way. See, a lot of us, if you know, you get a little sick, you run to the doctor. And then the doctor, he says, what's wrong with you? Oh, here hurts. He says, you're going to die in 9 days, mashallah. You know, it gives you a prescription. And it tells you, you have this illness and that illness. And then you take that prescription as though it is a revelation from Allah. You run to the pharmacy and you get your prescription from the pharmacy. Am I right? That's what we do. But the easiest and the quickest cure is sadaqah. We don't think about that. We think, you know, the doctor knows what he's talking about. No, Rasulullah knows what he's talking about. This guy is guessing. The doctor is guessing most of the time. How many times you got the wrong prescription? How many people do you know that got wrong description or prescription? So a sadaqah is what things that would help you on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah bi idnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 5, abandoning and leaving ma'asiyah, general ma'asiyah, all the ma'asiyah. And by the way, ya ibadallah, I'm running out of time, I'm almost done. By the way, ya ibadallah, there is al-ma'asiyah. الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ الْكَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشِ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ. That is kabira, major sin. And there is a minor, al-lamam, which is a minor sin. The ulama, they said, لا كبيرة مع استغفار ولا صغيرة مع إصرار. They say there is no major sin with istighfar and there is no minor sin with persistence. You commit a little ma'asiyah, you think, oh, it's just a little ma'asiyah, mashallah. I was just looking at Aisha. She's beautiful, tabarakallah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. No, if you keep doing this, this will become israr, and then that will become a big ma'asiyah. يقول ولا ولا اسمه, there is no minor sin with persistence, بإذن الله subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember what Allah said, قد أفلح من زكاها. عباد الله, my time is up. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best of both worlds. But I will conclude just 2 quick points, which is 6 and 7. 1, Ya Abdullah, 7 is al-muhasabat al-nafs. Make sure you hold yourself accountable. And I want to say this very quick. No better judge than you on yourself. So always, before you go to bed every night, just do a little muhasabah. Little calculation. If you're a businessman, Before you close your shop, you make sure to know how much you made, how many things that you sold, how many, you know. Do the same thing with yourself. How many sunnah did you perform? How many nafil did you skip? How many fard that you did not perform it well? How many bad things you said? Do a muhasabah and then you will be fine. The last point, point number 7, bi idnillah, dua. Make dua for yourself all the time. All the time. Don't just wait for others to make dua for you. Make dua for yourself. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha. Ya Allah, give. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Brother Saeed, Muhammad, he's saying, Ya Allah, give my nafs its taqwa. Give its righteousness. Tazkiyah. That's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wazakkiha anta khayru man zakaha. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, purify my soul. And this is the man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna fatahna laka fathan. And indeed, we give you a fatah for Allah to forgive your past and present sins and future sins. Ibadallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best of both worlds. Wa jazakumullah khair subhanahu wa rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ah, 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 ah.